I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Packed room, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Lagos on the ones and twos. Andrew's also here, so is Keely. And they both, we both said, you knew of this take. You knew it existed.
Yes.
And
which
y'all
means
didn't.
There may be something to it.
Yes, dude, it's true, dude. Well, it's like the, it's because people send me, I'm not saying I was the lead. Sometimes we chime in on topics and then they come, they become kind of true or not true, but like a comic when it's too soon, then it becomes mainstream and everybody goes, I go, yeah, we've been saying this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm probably not on the front end of this. We probably weren't, but the tipping thing, a lot of people are sending me like the tipping is out of control.
Yes.
We weren't the leader of, we were not the leader of it. We didn't start that. I just have felt that and I said it.
Yep.
And now there seems like there's a lot of other people that agree.
Well, and the emails keep coming in. Like we have some that we'll get to later in the show of people continuing to voice their opinion on it. Everybody has feelings about it.
And yeah,
everyone's
and
experiencing the same
heavy
thing.
Feelings.
Yes.
I had a lunch with my friend named Beth, and sometimes she gets lunch, sometimes I get lunch. So she was to pay for this one. So she got both of ours, and then it was like tip. And then she was at the register and I was standing behind her.
Yep.
So now it's like one of your team members.
Yeah.
They're like one of your buddies. Like if it's just the register, you don't know them.
Right.
She's like, I gotta.
Right.
And we just laughed about it because we always talk about it. He's like,
so uncomfortable.
So now you don't want to look, because it was a business lunch, you don't want to look poor to the person you might go into business with.
Right. For sure. I've definitely tipped out of obligation for that, where it's like, I'm with somebody, I don't want to look cheap. I don't want to look poor.
Yeah, you don't want to look. Yeah.
So it's like, well, 25. Yeah. Thanks for the
I have done it. I think what the podcast and the conversations have done for me is I have felt more confident to go zero.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, Andrew too. Good. Yeah, dude. Guy without a mic. So same,
guy
dude.
Guy who talks sometimes in the background.
He says, you go zero. Because there's like this group of, not group of people, but there's like this, like, you know, when you do something like, you know, like a joke was like off color or something, you're like, hey, that wasn't like that bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you try to, my therapist calls it like case building.
Nice.
Like you go case build with the people that know, you're like, this girl's crazy. And then you go case build with the people that would know, that would confirm what you.
Right. Your bias.
And you go, yeah, okay, I feel better.
Right.
Now that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people going, I'm tipping zero, but John Christ and everybody over at Net Positive says I don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, which is not good.
It's been good hearing from people behind the cash register too. Their opinions, I think, have also built a case for us a little bit more as well.
Yeah, because somebody said once it goes a credit card, it goes into, now everybody's taking like kind of a cut of that.
Right.
The managers, the owners, if you get cash in another person's pocket, it's just cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's table it. We'll get back to it later.
Let's get back to it.
How's your weekend?
Good, dude.
Yeah.
Good. We went out. My girlfriend's best friends were in town.
Fun.
So we went out like to Broadway three nights in a row. You ever gone three nights in a row?
I don't think I've done three. Two is probably my
high. I don't know how Jemima does it.
That's a lot.
She works Friday, Saturday. I guess she's Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
But still, I was telling her, I go, we went to dinner. No, we went to dinner. We went to a Jackie Lee Dallas Wilson show at the listening room. Then we went to 12:30 Club. Then we went to Kid Rocks.
That's a stacked night.
Stacked night. And I go, we were talking about it the next day. I go, hey, like, I go, y'all drink. I don't drink.
Right.
Like, that's an 8-hour shift.
Yes, it is.
That's a work day.
Yeah.
You don't understand. Like, that's a work day.
Yeah.
Because we went out at 6, we got back at 2.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's a work day.
You know how like...
That's a work day after work.
I'm just thinking about, you know how people will do like supplement stacks? Like they'll be like, I do this vitamins, I'll do these things, and I'll do this protein. I'll do, like there's a Broadway stack too.
That's a great day.
Where it's like, all right, first we went here for pregame at the house. Then we went out and we did like a kind of Midtown vibe.
Yeah.
Got some snacks. And then dinner.
Snacks, but drinks are mixed in. Right. You don't go too heavy at the beginning.
We're pacing ourselves. Yeah, it's a long game.
But then you're at the final place. You can kind of...
Yeah, dinner's place, post drink, and then real like late night.
Because the post dinner drink is 12:30 club is more of like a
cocktail.
But you can't be like falling over in there.
No, you got to be on your like mind your P's and Q's.
Because it's funny, the 12:30 club, you like you're gonna see people that you need to have conversations with,
right?
Or like not influential people. That sounds
there's business opportunities there.
Yeah. They were like, hey, what's up? You can't be, but at Kid Rock's.
Right.
That's where that's supposed to happen.
That's the late night.
If you are sober, they're like, get out of here.
Right.
Yeah. You're supposed to be falling over.
Yeah. It's your Broadway stack.
That's a great, it's such a, because if you're you got a plan. I remember when I was like drinking a lot, my roommate, Michael, I go, because I went out like with a bottle of like a Fireball from the liquor store and a 20 ounce Dr. Pepper. Mm. And I just carried both those around. And I was like, he goes, no, dude.
See, that would be a bad move for the stack.
Bad stack.
You'd have a hard time early. There. Yeah.
Because we were on Sunday. On Sunday morning, we were driving through Broadway looking for some boots or something like that. And the girl was being carried. She had one of those, one of those tin buckets from they put like six beers in.
Yeah.
Her two friends were carrying her with a bucket, meaning like, oh, that's the throw up. Like, take this with you at 4:30.
Yeah. Bad stack. Nah,
bad stack, dude. Bad stack. At 4:30?
Bad.
Nah, dude, you didn't plan that well.
Real bad.
Because
rookie move.
Because I started drinking way later, like at 30.
Yep.
And I was like drinking like I was in college.
As a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Because
when your body cannot handle that type of abuse.
No, either. I go, I don't know. This feels good. Like whatever it's called, Fireball feels good.
And he's
like, yeah.
Yeah.
And but I didn't taste good. So I just like chased it with like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but we're going to like a high, you can't have that in here.
You were sprinting.
Yeah, dude.
They were running a marathon.
Yeah. And I go, you are in charge of my drinking.
Yeah.
You tell me what I can and can't do.
Your alcohol concierge.
Yeah. And he was like a veteran.
Nice.
And he did it. And it was like, I was like, fun, had a good time, but I wasn't like irresponsible. Like, there might be something too.
Perfect.
This.
Yeah.
Also, hilarious. The reason why I don't drink anymore.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
You're like, John, this makes sense.
Oh, it's all coming together now. Yeah.
But outside of it was funny because remember I told the road rage story last week?
Yeah.
About the, so we were at Jason Aldean's and the guy, it was my girlfriend and her best friend and her husband. So me and the husband are kind of like hanging, like, and he's like, he was talking about all the like the times of like escalation. He's a bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he kind of is like, the girls are kind of rolling their eyes because I was like, yeah, I kind of get this. I like about the escalation, like about kind of like wanting to fight.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
But just kind of like, yeah, dude. And we like a guy was like on dance floor and he kind of like bumped into us. Just like bumped into us.
Yep.
And he like, kind of, I don't ever turn around and like bow up. I'm not big.
Yeah.
I'm small. I don't, but he is. And he was like, and then they kind of got into like a thing and I was excited, dude.
You had that illusion of danger.
I got hyped, dude. Yeah. I got hyped, dude. But then nothing ever happened of it. But I was like, oh, I get it.
There it is. Yeah. You got that little fix.
I got whatever that's called.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's called.
That little like spike of adrenaline real quick.
But there's people in relationships that listen to this podcast that understand that. Has to be.
Yeah.
They just get a little bit, once you get like your spouse or whatever, you catch them. I was talking to my buddy last night. You catch them kind of, not catch them, but like they did something or you got them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
I'm in the right now.
I can't. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Fighting's not fun. It's just like, I mean, I get why those guys are like those are like security guards. They're just waiting to fight.
Some of them are like, hairpin trigger, like ready to roll.
I bet, I don't want to say this out of turn, but I bet there's cops like that.
Oh, guaranteed there's cops like that.
No, cops would defend that premise, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
If I said there are,
like, they'd be naive to go against it.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking, you're like,
same with the military.
Yeah,
there's guys who join the military. They're just like, I can't wait to go and
because it's like in peacetime, it's like a working. I used to work at Chick-fil-A, and on those Saturday mornings, dude, it went by so fast. It was so, the drive-through line was out the door.
Yeah.
It was like everything, get the stuff. And then it was like, became like 11 o'clock and you look around like, yeah, I'm almost done. But to go in there and it's dead.
Yeah.
You're just waiting, like it's something to pop off.
You're begging for action.
Like I would say maybe the fire station would be more.
Those guys sit around a ton.
Yeah, but then when the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're hoping the alarm goes off.
Sometimes.
Right?
You're probably hoping the alarm goes off so you have something to do, but also.
You don't want
to
die. You don't want to die, little, obviously. You know, cat in a tree.
It's a cat in a tree, and that's, everything's good. We'll save the cat.
And
save the tree.
Is the tree on fire?
No. No, there's
the
just a cat
not on
in
fire.
It. Yeah. We just got to pull the ladder.
What's your ideal situation? Because you want to get a little bit of adrenaline, like a roller coaster.
The firefighter you're talking about?
Yeah, what's your ideal situation?
I think the alarm sounds. You don't know
if
it's...
Do they still have the thing you go down?
The pole? Yeah. I hope so.
That's probably a myth, but they may be. We need to hear from a firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think probably, like, I like cat in the tree.
A baby in a tree.
That's scary. I don't know about that one. How are you getting a baby in a tree?
Yeah. Rockabye Baby in the Treetops, dude.
What?
Isn't that, you know,
is that song?
That's based on a true story? Rockabye Baby in the Treetops. Why is Baby in the Treetops?
When the Wind Blows.
Yeah, that's not my joke. I went to a John Reap comedy show and he was talking about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about like kid got his tongue stuck to a pole?
In wintertime?
Yeah.
You go, the mom's freaking out, hysterical.
Yep.
You go.
Kid's going to be fine. You know it. You've done it a million times. Yeah.
Mom,
it's funny.
Mom's kind of hot.
Yep. Yep, not mad when she is, definitely.
They show up, cool. Everything you say, there's a bunch of neighbors gathered around.
Yep,
this kid is he the bully or is he the good kid of the neighborhood?
He's the bully, which
he's
makes
a bully.
Better. Yeah,
then you save him and then he transforms.
Yeah,
and then he becomes a firefighter,
right? Perfect. Changed a life. That kid grew up to be Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites, dude.
What is that, a meme?
When they'll just show like some little kid and they'll be like, and that kid grew up to be Barack Obama.
No,
he didn't.
I like the ones he's like, dude, I was 3 years ago, I was 350 pounds and overweight and out of a job. And now I'm still that, but
I'm still
good at video games.
Yeah. Not much has changed.
Classic.
And consistent.
What are you going to get to in the news? We got a stacked show. Oh, let's get to the coffee thing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we meant to get to that last week. And we didn't get to it.
And I would love everybody's feedback on this.
Yeah.
I like hearing from everybody. Do you?
Same.
I love hearing from
everybody. Very much.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm off on stuff, and then they're like, you're right. Like the loitering. We'll get to that on the
emails. Yeah, a lot of emails about that, too.
Got a lot of emails to get to.
Go ahead, though, the coffee thing.
Okay.
How did this come up?
So we were at church on last week.
Yep.
Church, if you go or you don't go, that's a big coffee scene at the church.
Huge.
It's a big coffee scene because it's more of you're participating in the service, but you're more observatory of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you go to the gym, you can't have a coffee. You got to do stuff.
Right.
Unless you're Catholic. Hey, yo, you got to, okay.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Anyway, so I get I get a cup of coffee, right?
Yep.
And I put the, you know, And I'll say, you're going to understand this when I get into this premise. I came in coffee late too, same with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there in church drinking this cup of coffee and I texted you. I go, dude, we should talk about the top three situational coffees.
Yeah.
Not brands of coffee, not taste of coffee, situational coffees. Cause I go, the church cup of coffee is a top tier cup.
Yeah.
The church cup of coffee is an absolutely A+ cup of coffee.
Describe the cup to start.
Okay. Like, what do you mean?
A church cup of coffee.
A church cup of coffee is, you're getting in there, you can kind of make it and be social while making it.
Yep.
You kind of have something to do, chat with everybody, make it, sit down. It's in a styrofoam cup.
It's always just a little white, like paper cup or styrofoam
cup. And on the scale of good coffee, it's not anywhere close.
No.
Not anywhere close.
It's like a 4 of 10. it's just
a mid-tier cup of coffee. But, yeah. But the situation makes it an absolutely top-tier cup of coffee.
Agreed.
Because they go into the, and there's no, you can kind of sip on it. You're kind of in the music, but you're holding it.
Yep.
You're engaged in the service, but you got something, and it brings you to life a little bit.
If you're paying for it, it's going towards a good cause.
Yeah,
supporting the church, so that feels good.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins in that cup of coffee.
There might be somebody from the youth group working the coffee counter there, so you can throw them a tip as well. So you're helping them out. So that's cool.
But there's no iPad yet.
Right.
So this, it's
straight cash only.
Yep. And I was like, man. There's a lot of great cups of coffee, and I finish with my best cup of coffee ever.
Okay.
But I go, the worst cup of coffee we talked about is in a Starbucks, consuming meeting someone for coffee. Nothing ever good happens meeting someone for coffee.
Interesting.
We've talked about this before. Yep. No, let's meet for a meal, or let's meet for breakfast, or for what are we doing at coffee? That's like when you have to tell your accountability partner that you like looked at porn this week or something.
You do that over coffee.
I don't know.
That's what coffee meetings are for. Nice, dude.
I don't know what the meeting for coffee. Have you ever met someone for coffee?
I have, yes.
Like a dude?
Yes.
At Starbucks?
Not at Starbucks.
That's a tough, like everybody in Starbucks is like, go to Frothy Monkey.
That's exactly where I would go.
Yeah, go to Frothy Monkey. At least get some culture. I don't agree with drinking coffee.
Get some culture. I love it.
sitting in a Starbucks.
A chain? You're going to do a chain coffee meeting?
Gross,
dude. Get out of here, dude.
And people disagreed with me on this. I said, one that I have never understood is the post-dinner coffee.
Okay.
My grandparents and my parents do that.
Yep.
And the people I was talking to about this said their parents do it.
Yep.
Do you do that?
I have done this at times.
Post-dinner?
Yes. No, it will be an espresso, not like a latte or something. Okay. So it's something little and quick. And it's usually for me if I'm doing something after dinner.
Yep.
Because otherwise, I'm in nap mode. Like I am assuming I've already filled myself to the brim.
You're exhausted. Lay down.
Yeah. So to get myself going again, that's...
You go a cup of coffee.
Let me get an espresso.
All right.
Just real quick shot.
I go, because they would go a decaf. Decaf coffee after dinner to
me that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, decaf. I guess they like the coffee.
Okay,
they like the taste of coffee.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was out on it 100%.
Yeah,
but I'm in on any. Lydia said the white girl running errands Saturday morning cup of coffee.
That's a really good coffee.
Yeah, I know.
I do the white girl errands coffee often. Yeah, that's a good one.
The white girl errands coffee, it's got to be up there.
It's the first thing to check off on your list of things to do is get the coffee, and then that sets you up for success.
Yeah, because you're not really, I don't want to be careful. You're not doing anything. You're just like, you got to go to Target and get the clothing rack or something that you wanted to get, and then you got to stop by if these things didn't happen, it's not the worst, but it's like a fun cup of coffee.
Yes, it's the kickoff for the adventure. The
cup of coffee,
that's what it is. Yeah
that's a good, and I didn't think about that one. I said doing something not athletic but something cold outdoors cup of coffee.
Yes, I have that on my list. It's the when it's snowing coffee.
Yeah, good cup of coffee.
So you could be out in the snow with the coffee, or my favorite is like on the couch, snuggly blanket. I'm just sipping my cup of coffee from the confines of my warm home.
Looking out there.
Looking at the snow.
That's a good cup of coffee.
That one hits.
I don't hunt, but I guess that's a good cup of coffee.
Yep.
I bet the post, I don't know if anyone would do this, post like a winter camping. Camping in the winter morning cup of coffee has got to be good.
Especially like if you do it over fire.
Outside? I mean, game over.
I could never, but that's like, it's gotta be cool.
I've never participated in that.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like.
That would be cool. How about the how about the Thanksgiving football game coffee?
Post-meal? Pre-meal?
No, like you're at home. I just remember being younger going to football games like with my dad.
Oh, going?
Always
watching?
Always pull up to like the high school home team football game. with a coffee. It's kind of nippy in the air, but everybody's like holiday feel. Like,
yeah,
that's a good one.
It's like everybody's got like earmuffs and gloves on.
Yes.
You can see your breath.
Yep.
Oh,
that one hits.
You can taste it, right?
No, dude, I'm in there. I'm with you right there.
All right. How about
you're outside.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
How about the, I do like the mid-afternoon coffee. The like 1 p.m., 2 p.m., I'm dragging, man. This is a long day. Oh, but I know I still got stuff.
Yep.
But I'm going to hit that coffee button, get that caffeine injection real quick, and we're off to the races.
That's a great one. I don't think we've discussed this because this would be everybody, but not us, because we don't really have traditional jobs. Mm-hmm. But the morning cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get in at 8, staff meetings at 9.
Yes.
The emails, that cup of coffee's got to be great.
Got to be. Dump your stuff at the desk. Go get the coffee.
And you can't like sit down for like the thoughts yet.
Right.
But you're
kind of wasting company time too. So Monday that feels
morning,
nice.
Monday morning, you're trying to catch the vibe. You go into the break room.
Yep.
I bet if you work in like New York City, you go to the coffee on the way, the subway the commute coffee.
I wonder if a subway coffee would be enjoyable.
Or it would be a nightmare.
Right.
Because you got your bag already and you gotta slip. Yeah.
I hope nobody bumps you.
Yeah.
New York just stresses me out in general, but that's another
thing. The New York cup of coffee.
That's another thing.
I was like, I wanted to hear everybody's cup of coffee.
I got one that I think is a sleeper coffee.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
No pun intended when you hear it.
This is my favorite topic. Yeah.
It's the in bed coffee.
Ah.
So wake up. I'll sometimes go downstairs.
Oh, morning.
And I'll make coffee.
Okay.
And I'll make breakfast and I'll bring it up to Meggie in bed and we'll sit in bed and have coffee in bed.
Ooh,
or she'll treat me and make me one before she leaves for the day and she'll bring it up to me in bed. And that, dude.
That's got to be different.
In bed coffee. I got TikTok open. I'm scrolling and I'm sipping.
That's a coffee I've never experienced.
It's going to be a good day.
I've never experienced.
Dude.
But because now you're like.
I'll bring you one.
You're getting. Now you're getting hyped.
Yo, yeah.
For then now you're starting to get energetic. You're thinking about the day. I just laugh because I said
it. Leave it in.
Leave it in. No, that's like a good, you're like starting to get energized.
Yeah.
You're still in bed. You're looking at, you know, like when I need to write or something like focused, I got to go to the desk. And like, this is not, you're just kind of checking. Maybe I can edit off my cell phone in bed.
Right.
I need two hands to edit though, so that probably wouldn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe night table or whatever.
That's a good cup of coffee. I thought about, this is only in the movies, but the post arrest pre jail booking interrogation coffee.
Ooh.
You know that one?
Yeah. When not sit, personally, but yes.
Yeah, I don't know it either. But that seems like a good cup of coffee.
Yes.
Again, situationally.
Bad cup of coffee.
Bad coffee.
Yes.
But you sitting in there, and he's like, you've been sitting in there, and the guy has a peace offering, the detective brings you a cup of coffee.
Steam's coming and out. It's the same cup at church, by the way.
Yeah,
same exact paper cup.
He goes, you want cream or sugar? And he doesn't ask how much cream or how much sugar. Right. He just goes, cream and sugar. Or you go, you can kind of make a request, and he'll bring that cup of coffee to you. That's got to be a great cup of coffee.
That might be the most comforting one of them all.
Yeah, dude.
Because, I mean, your future is kind of dicey at that point. Yeah, so like
that one. Well, my closer is, I don't think this cup of coffee can be competed with. And when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
And this is by the way, the first cup of coffee I ever had, I was 35.
Bro, what?
I just not a coffee guy.
You sound
guy.
Like you're very coffee experienced.
Well, I had 3 years in the
hard 3 years of coffee.
Yeah, tough 3 years. that's what my opinion might be different, or it might be a little bit more. But the best cup of coffee, is the AA cup of coffee.
Mm.
Come on, dude. Yeah. That's where I started.
I might just
that's
have to tip the cap to that one.
The AA or the anonymous meeting,
right?
Cup of coffee,
right?
Because that's like one of the main when you first start to like. Go into leadership at your meetings. They teach you to serve. The best way to get out of your own addiction is service. Somebody's got to set up the coffee.
Yep.
Somebody, and you, and if you're coming off, nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I bet that's a good one. What's the best situational cigarette?
Oh, yeah.
Coming off nicotine or in rehab or alcohol, you can't have either of those.
Right.
So really, actually, most people smoke,
mm-hmm.
but the coffee, that's when you got to sit in those meetings for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes tough.
Yep.
It's very tough to sit there, and you can go up and like go to the bathroom. That's like a,
yeah,
you can make that run. You can, as you got a coffee and then sitting down kind of with the, I mean, they have the powdered creamer. It's not good. It's a terrible cup of coffee.
Yeah, the coffee mate.
Brutal. Yeah. Just brutal the cup powdered, of coffee.
Powdered.
But everybody's sitting there Saturday morning. You're just kind of sipping a cup of coffee and you're just like, that's I started drinking coffee.
That makes sense.
But yeah,
that does sound like a good one. For my personal experience, I think it's the in bed.
That's the in bed cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I go the AA cup of coffee.
And speaking of beds,
let's see. Oh, dude.
Yes.
I just, Miracle Brand, baby.
The people got to know, dude. Have you washed them
yet? I washed my sheets.
Let's go.
I washed my sheets.
Yay.
For that. But they said that was 2 months ago when we got these.
Yeah.
But Lydia said that she washed them.
Oh, good.
I didn't. I was not aware. I have not washed my sheets in probably 3 months. But okay. I said, I'm going to say that on the podcast. She said, well, I washed them.
Good.
Which, all right.
That's good.
I think I only have one. Do you?
One set?
Yeah.
I only have one set. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to go. What do you do? And do you go? Because I used to have two pairs of white ones and I'd get these off in the cupboard, put those on, put the other ones dirty.
Yep.
But if you only have one, you got to go.
There's no chance that I'm turning around same day laundry. I'm not that efficient.
You raw dog?
So, no, I'll throw on different sheets and slum it for a little bit.
You raw dog?
I'll slum it with some non Miracle Brand sheets for a night.
Oh, you, okay. Yeah, you will. Yeah, yeah. Go back
it's
to
sad.
The old stuff.
It doesn't feel the same, yeah, but like,
it's like
going
backwards.
And then once you get them back, man, you feel good.
Miracle Brand, the best sheets in the game, baby.
Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. They have silver-infused fabrics originally developed by NASA.
Let's go.
Miracle-made sheets. Miracle Brand sheets are thermoregulated, designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long. And they do. And
it
I sleep
does
hot.
Be doing
so
that. Yeah.
These are good. For me and my wife, we both sleep like furnaces.
Yeah, I sleep pretty well. With
self-cleaning, so even if you only wash them once a month, that's fine because the natural silver prevents 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh. 3 times longer
all
than
those
other
all these things are true.
These are true.
All these, if you read something, I go, that's not true.
Yeah. Confirm.
All true. And anything, go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try it today.
30-day money back guarantee. If you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. So go to trymiracle.com/netpositive. Use the code netpositive to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. trymiracle.com/netpositive.
And that's a can't hide money.
Can't
hide money with the miracle sheets. What do you got?
Yeah.
Just don't even.
They're miraculous.
Miracle. What are you going? King? You go king?
King.
Yeah, I go king too.
Have to.
Yeah. That's you got to go king. I feel that.
Where do you want to take this, sir?
Let's go to the unmuting.
Yes, dude.
That was my New Year's resolution.
Update us.
Well, I said for Christmas.
Yeah.
Not for Christmas, for New Year's, because everybody goes in and cleans up. Do you do like a Instagram clean out?
Usually as people come on my feed, I'm getting rid of people if I'm not liking what they're doing.
That's a good power move.
So I won't like go through and do like a spring cleaning.
You
but
don't
I,
do that.
No.
Okay. You go, I don't. Yeah. So I go, sometimes I would say I'm a little, my therapist told me that this week that I was an emotionally sensitive man.
Nice. Was your therapist hitting on you? Sounds
that
like.
I just like feel things heavy.
Yeah.
I like feel, but I've always, my whole life, I've like felt things very heavily. I remember like going to a funeral when I was like 7 or 8 and just bawling.
Yep.
Just bawling. And myself, my siblings like, what?
Yeah.
And I've always been like that. I just feel things very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this story. I was filming a TV show with it's supposed to be anonymous, so I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
But they film celebrities in their favorite car.
Cool.
All right. And they go to their favorite restaurant. And it's called, if I tell you, just give it away. Anyway, he interviews lots of celebrities with their favorite car.
Cool.
And mine was the 89, the Mustang.
Nice.
Fox body. And I talked about all the cars that we've rented or bought for videos. And he said, last season, we had Pitbull on the show.
Nice.
And he said his car was like a 75 Pinto, which is like a Honda Civic, like a trash car.
Right.
His favorite car. And they drove around and they go, why is that your favorite car? And Pitbull said, well, we grew up in Cuba or Miami or wherever it was, and we were homeless. And it was so hot, we couldn't sleep. So my mother put us in the back of the Pinto and drove around.
Wow.
all night. So we at least get some air circulation in there so we could sleep.
Wow.
And then we were refreshed and ready to go to school in the morning.
That's amazing.
And I told that story and I started crying.
Yeah.
Which is like,
as you're telling his story.
Yeah. And I was so like emotionally, like I was so attached to it.
Yeah.
That I was like moved by it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was like, he was so like in deep into that I'm like very, like I feel things very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about for this?
We were talking about unmuting. Your unmuting. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you muted, you unmuted Pitbull is what you're saying.
Well, I laugh now. I wouldn't be that disrespectful yeah. to Pitbull. But I feel things very heavily. So when someone like does something that like annoys me or I just go,
mm-hmm.
like some people just like, they just let it go. I can't. I just go, I get so like about it and I got to either mute them or unfollow because makes me so like stirs me up too much.
Yep.
So that, but I, all of these people that are like my friends that have like muted because I didn't like the thing.
Yep.
So I went back and I unmuted everybody. I probably followed 700 people and I had 400 people muted.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
Yeah, which
that's so many.
Somebody else emailed and they said, I do that. Okay. But most everybody else is like, we don't do that.
So you unmuted like over 400 everybody. People.
It took me a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took me a lot, like one afternoon.
And so that, when did you do that? That was a few days ago?
That was the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're in what, 15 days or something like
so
that.
So how different is your social media experience?
Yeah, my algorithm is, they're like, what? I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's been like, I thought I was going to come in here and hate everybody, but I don't. I like these people.
Nice.
I liked all those people.
Yeah.
And I was mad at something that they posted and I muted them.
Are there people there that you're like, I don't even remember why they're muted? Why
yes. They yeah. Muted? All of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it was forever ago.
That's so funny.
I have no idea why, like, I'm mad at, yeah. But a lot of what, you know, you look at the like, my therapist would always say, if you spot it, you got it.
Mm.
If you're mad at that in somebody else, that's because it's a reflection of you.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of comics muted.
Mm.
I had a lot of comics muted that were more successful than me and less successful than me. Mm-hmm. And as successful as me. I just didn't like, you know, if someone's getting an opportunity, like being mad of someone else's success is a wild thing.
Yes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
To be upset at someone else's success
mm-hmm.
is, do you get like that?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do at times. I try not to. Gosh. Obviously, it's something that like I know about myself and try to stay away from.
It's you looking in the mirror.
It's
and you saying you're not where they are.
Yeah. Yep.
Gosh. And so I meet a lot of comics that I was like, I've comparing myself to them,
mm-hmm.
and I would always see their stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not helping me.
No. It's hard. It's really hard. And like, I mean, yeah. that's the whole comparison game that like social yeah. media has brought up. That I think that conversation has been had plenty of times on plenty of platforms. But
and then
it's a human thing.
And then and then there's other comics that are I would say not as far along as I am. And they were like maybe a little bit too like reaching or and I go, but I used to do that too,
right?
And that's why I don't like it because it's a reflection of me.
Yeah. Well, that yeah. makes sense why you're enjoying having those people back on your feed now.
I go, I liked all
place.
These people, dude. Yeah. I liked all those people. And I liked all of them. And yeah. I always have.
Right.
But that's somebody's go, why don't you just unfollow these people? And I go, well, I support them.
Yeah.
I publicly support, I would like to say that I support these people. If you look back through my feed, all those people I generally, for the most part, like.
Yeah.
And if I don't follow them, I'm not, you're in essence giving your. Follows is the only reason we have a podcast. Mm-hmm. Is the only reason we have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is because people were saying we like that.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I a lot of people that were too Christian, like too like. I know they don't live like they're like profiting off of Christianity.
Yeah,
and a lot of that. A lot of that
it becomes like
up.
Their shtick instead like of like thing. Their faith. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Where you're always on there. I go. I know they don't. They're not into this. And then too conservative.
Because
I follow a lot of those people too.
Yeah,
they were like, I would consider myself generally on that side. Mm-hmm. But some I go, all right.
Do you think, like, will you go back to muting people, do you think?
No, if I can, well, this is an absurd conversation to have. But, like, you're like, you don't go back, you don't get, like, when you do this every year, like, you just unfollow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you're allowed to do that, then people should be allowed to do that to me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm allowed to follow and unfollow whoever I want, you are also allowed, everybody in here is allowed to.
Yeah.
So you can, yeah. You hit them with the, hey, dude, I saw you unfollowed me.
God. Sure did. Want to know why?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it did get into the, I'm glad I did that.
Good.
And there's a lot of people, we probably have them on this podcast. Like, oh, I like
that guy. Yeah.
I'm not saying it.
I was going to say, well, you pointed out when we have them come in.
I remember this guy, I had you meet it, but you're back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, what do you want to hit that one?
Yeah. Speaking of conservative.
Oh, yeah. All right. Because we always talk in this podcast, things are not as they seem,
mm-hmm.
right? Things are not as they seem. And that's just another, just put another side of it.
Yep.
Matt Walsh tweeted this. My wife was deeply disappointed in me because we ended up in a pay it forward drive-through chain and I immediately accepted the free meal, broke the chain, and drove away without shame. I'm only surprised that she was surprised. And then scroll down. He says something else. He goes, I'm not participating in performative. I'm not participating in performative peer pressured charity, especially when the charity involves paying for some random person's drive-through order. I think it's more admirable to graciously accept the gift, saving everyone behind you from getting roped into this madness.
What a wild justification for not paying it forward. To be like, well, I don't want to peer pressure the guy behind me be kind.
But that, like, I don't, I
so I will take this.
That's,
meal.
I think he's being funny. He's probably not. That's his personality. I don't know him, but like, that would be a thing that he would say.
Yeah.
And that gets a lot of views and retweets and like,
dude, that is so funny.
That's a wild, but I like that take because it's like, thanks, another side.
Yes.
It's, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh,
it is another side.
It's just another. He's like, I'm gonna shamelessly accept this gift,
dude,
and try.
That is so funny to just be like, I don't want to put anybody in any type of compromised position, so I will accept this food. Thank you. And
I also could see his wife be like, dude, can you not do the Matt Walsh thing? We're at dinner. Dude. The kids are in the back seat.
Yeah, dude.
Unbelievable.
And you definitely, please don't tweet about it. Are you tweeting about it? Yeah. Don't tweet. You're tweeting. You just tweeted about it. Come on,
you're
man.
Tweeting. Don't do that. Can we not be at work, please? That's just an unbelievable take.
I like it. I like that he owned it. I think that's funny.
I did. Well, it's the same. It's honestly the same as what was the line thing y'all sent me this morning? Do you have that?
Oh, the, yeah, that was Paris Fashion Week.
All right. It was who?
Kylie.
All right, Kylie.
Kylie seems to be the one that most people are talking about.
Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
Right? Okay, she's wearing a full lion head.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
It's fake, obviously.
It is fake, yes.
Yeah. It would be sweet if it was real.
Right.
No, it's fake. And she's wearing a full lion head on the front of her dress, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My thing, Kylie Jenner is worth $1 billion.
Right.
Kylie Jenner is thinking, hey, what's going to get me on the cover of everything hey, you know what I should do? Put a lion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear a full lion headdress.
Yeah.
And this will get everybody. And my take on this is, it's extreme. And people like people walk down this attention road. And the other side of this, liberals do it to conservatives, conservatives do it to liberals. Walk down the road and just breadcrumb the other side like this, and they just go right into it.
Yeah.
They just go, I can't believe that. It's like Dave Chappelle with the trans thing. He's like going to stir them up, and they just went right into it. The trans community did 10 point exactly what Dave Chappelle was hoping that he would do, was hoping that they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Protest, go outside of Netflix, and the views went through the roof.
Yep.
Like, how long can we keep like falling for this.
Everything is a trap in media right now. Everything.
Yes.
It's you're putting it there not because it's something that you want to be there,
yeah,
but because of the reaction you know it'll generate.
From the other side.
Yes.
And whoever's side the breadcrumbing has been on the other side. And just right into this wood chipper.
Yep.
That's what I imagine. Like just right, just like animals to the slaughter.
Yeah.
There's like a Bible verse about that. Mm-hmm. Just like they just open up the gate. Everybody's out in the field, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's, hey, I got to get my kids from the carpool. I'm starting my own business. I got to get the website up. I'm really working on my mental health. And then they open up this gate and say, hey, Kylie Jenner's wearing, and they just right into the slaughter. Yeah. Just right into the slaughter. And you know what Kylie Jenner's doing?
Cha-ching.
Yes. Kylie Jenner is stacking bills on your back.
Yeah.
On you. She's going to the bank saying how much, and then she's going, can I withdraw that? And stacks it in her closet.
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
Right.
On the backs of, in this case, like PETA, you're not a real person. Mm-hmm. You're not a real organization. The right and the left, all the extremists are like, just like somebody goes, I would like to take this opportunity to come out as trans. Like, I already know the hate. I already know the whatever I'm going to get. I've talked about this before. Just go, just. No one said a word. Nobody said a word. Just go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, just the, I can't believe. You're just like, just, you're really going back down that road?
Yeah.
You're going back in? Just like and this leads to the, what is that, dude? Come on.
That's
dude,
Doja Cat. Show me that. I love Doja Cat. This is a wild fit though.
I can't believe we like followed it. What is that?
She is painted red in an all red and beaded dress, and they've also put beads on her skin. It's a wild look.
That's a wild look.
Yeah. I mean, there were some crazy fits here. Like, Kylie wasn't the only one.
What is that? Oh, that's a...
it's like a black wolf.
That looks like a leopard.
I think
or something.
That's Naomi Campbell.
Is that real?
Oh, no, I think all of them are fake.
Oh, they're all like teasing us.
Yeah.
With the animals? Well,
yeah, it's fake animals. Fake fur, real outfits.
Peacock?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as if this doesn't do anything for like the making like exotic animals like wanting to hunt them.
Right.
You're like, yeah, we still want to shoot them.
Yeah.
And wear them.
Dude, if I had a lion fur rug, that's sick.
Yeah, like, I saw Larry the Cable Guy wearing a real fox head. Yeah. What is that last one?
Dude, some of these are crazy. This is my favorite one.
Why didn't we talk about this at the beginning?
Look, the eyes are here below the chin. How really? Funny is that? Look at
That's unbelievable, dude.
Like, what is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you got to do that. Yeah, you got to do that.
They're so funny, man.
That's a move. I like that.
Yeah. This is why Fashion Week is so fun every year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah. That's a wild. Oh, so it was like animal themed or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. That was kind of what they leaned into, I guess, at this one.
Hey. Oh, so we see another one. Mm-hmm. Is that real?
Is that real? Is like, that is real? That a real head?
Is that, no. Is that photoshopped?
No, it's on her.
That's on her.
Yeah.
All right. So in this case, now we know the whole story. Kylie wins.
Yeah.
If that's the competition, you win.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yep.
Yeah. And you like. But yeah, I guess my like when somebody goes on the like we're gonna it's on either extremes politically, mm-hmm. and they just like just throw it out, and the other side just eats it up.
Well, it's also like the stupidest things. Yeah, like if you just go outside, like the world is fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent you that link this week.
Yeah, perfect. So you sent me the thing about being chronically online.
Yeah, that's like a term that people are using a lot on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't want
to. We don't need to play anything.
Yeah, I don't want to break, but there's a just go to the comments.
Yeah.
There's a video. We don't have to play the video, but it's girls basically saying like, trans people are fat phobic because something, a lot of words, a lot of trigger words.
All buzzwords
that you go, what? And then look, read some of these comments.
Yeah, every single, literally, there's thousands of comments. Every one of them is, this is the most chronically online take I've ever heard.
Yep.
someone tagged the 2023 Chronically Online Takes Lady, like Chronically Online. Does she just 100 excuses to not go out and exercise? People like all of this is just you're chronically online, meaning like
you just
wake up. You're just part of this weird online cult system thing right now.
Just circling around and just saying buzzwords, dude. I mean, we've all been guilty of this going in there, and I have too. But you think like. It was so when I'm going back to I can't announce it yet, but when I was in Hattiesburg, like I just got my phone back when I was in rehab in 2019. All the internet was just crushing me, dude. Daily. Just the notifications, the articles, the YouTube videos. Just if you lived in that world, dude, I wasn't going to say I was suicidal. Mm-hmm. You were in there so deep.
Yeah.
And then every day we would go out to lunch or we go to dinner and everybody would be like, dude, we love you. Mm-hmm. Dude, let me know if we can help you. We have loved your videos for a long time. Let me know when you guys are back touring. We'd love to come see you. So you go. You're like, what is the reality of this situation?
Yeah.
You're so online. Mm-hmm. But also anytime anything happens, what do you want to do? Get online.
Yeah. We all run to Twitter
and see, that's where I go. Twitter is still irreplaceable in that way. If something happens, you want to go, what are they saying on Twitter?
Yep.
So in real life, you go down to Broadway. I texted my brother yesterday. I go, dude, what's happening in Atlanta? And my brother lives downtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And there was like this Antifa, like there was a cop car on fire. And I was like, dude, are you okay? And he goes, what do you mean? I go, dang it, dude.
Yeah.
I thought they got me again. I fell for it.
Yeah.
Not fell for it, but like you look at, oh, Portland is this like, there's the sanctuary part and they're like lobbing Molotov cocktails. Yeah. I don't even know how you pronounce it at cops. Cops are shooting back with like, just a, it's like a firefight.
Yeah.
And you go, ah, people are getting coffee.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was on a call with somebody from Canada the other day. And it was a couple of months ago. And I was like, so like, you guys still locked down or what? And he was like, what?
Hold on.
I was like, I heard that it's really like strict up there. He's like,
no, dude. No,
where I'm. I don't know. It's a big country, maybe somewhere else, but I'm good here. And I was like, all right, dude, I'm an idiot. Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
my bad, dude. Sheesh.
I said, dude, what is happening in Atlanta right now? He says, what do you mean?
He's like, it's sunny in 75.
Atlanta mayor, police chief condemn violent protests downtown. There's a cop car on fire, there's sirens, and he lives downtown.
You just sent him the article.
He goes, I was like, did I miss something? He's like, there was a protest last night. Atlanta is building a police training facility, and for some reason, people don't like it.
He's like, here's a picture of my pool, though.
I go, oh, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Go outside.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
And that's what you could like a lot, but there's a lot of people that are suicidal because of that.
Yeah.
Because of the internet.
The world's a lot darker online, or at least it looks that way.
Gosh,
for sure,
dude. And it's so much, I don't even want to say this in like any type of weird, so much good in the world. Mm-hmm. There's so much good in this city alone. The experiences I've had this weekend, so many friendly people. So it's a beautiful place. This country is incredible.
Agreed.
It's incredible. The opportunities that are out there. But you can easily get in the, I mean, when you compare yourself to other people, anybody will help you in real life for the most part.
Yeah. And like choose your own outlook.
Gosh.
Like I don't want to preach.
If you're gonna tell your story, if you're gonna tell yourself a story, might as well tell yourself a good one.
Yeah. Well, and like you can be selective about whether you're in the same way like you consume food, like you consume content and media and stuff. Like put good stuff in, man.
It's like your diet.
And not to be like, not that you should be head in the clouds, ignorance is bliss type thing. Like still be aware of what's going on. But it's not that
dark.
This
is not serving. Like it's like, but I I search things when I'm like unhealthy. I go, I know exactly where to go. Mm-hmm. Like I go, you go on Twitter and I go like, dude, I don't even know what, mm-hmm. like there was something that I didn't, what was it? It was something about like space or something that has no bearing mm-hmm. on me. You're like, dude, the opportunities that are like available for you, like outside or call a buddy or like
yeah.
even in church or like, dude, we had lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So fun.
It was incredible.
Yep.
This is three dudes sitting in the sun.
Just chatting.
Having a $12 Coke out of a glass yep. at the Soho House. Yeah. Sharing like, I don't want to sound like a preacher either. But yeah. like sharing like real, we were there.
Yeah. I did have a thought the other day of like, what if, because I think a lot of people, I think everybody's everybody. So like a lot of people will probably share this opinion.
Yeah.
We end up getting conversations with people where we just complain about stuff.
Yeah. yeah
and it's
yeah.
complain, complain, complain.
Yeah.
But none of those things actually affect our day to day.
Zero.
Usually.
Zero.
Like what if we only complained about things that affect day to day?
Yeah.
How drastically different would your outlook and your conversations and your day to day life be?
And you if have it was like
you start complaining about Atlanta, you're not in Atlanta.
There's like a, like, you know, when you play chess and you make your move and then you press the button, like somebody just goes, nope.
Yep.
Dang it.
Yep.
Cause dude, you go, nope, can't talk about that.
Yeah.
How long did I go on that rant about minor league baseball players?
Pretty long. Pretty long. And it was funny.
Dude, but I go, all right.
But it has nothing to do with
it. Zero to do with
at
me.
All.
Zero to do with yeah. me. I'm the minor league baseball player. I shouldn't do that.
Are we doing this?
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. I already had enough takes. Minor league baseball players have the hottest girlfriends
yeah.
of all time.
Yeah.
And just tens, yeah. looks wise. I don't know about
we don't know
the rest of stuff. Yeah. We don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Looks wise, minor league I need a woman to email and explain this phenomenon.
Yeah.
I need an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Minor league baseball players are dating absolute tens.
Mm-hmm.
And I know. No shame to pursuing your dream
because mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Right.
A lot of people are doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you have the means to do that, I don't want to do this. Dang it. What are they doing?
You're trying to get at, they don't make any money.
They make zero money.
They like have a very slim chance of ever making money playing yep. baseball. Like that's what, for people who don't know minor league baseball, you have a very slim shot of getting
anywhere. To be fair, let me put myself in the same.
Right.
A comedian has a very slim chance of making it, of it into being like, everybody can do an open mic night.
Who do you think has a better shot, an up-and-coming comedian or a minor league baseball player? Because I think that's probably pretty close.
But I would say baseball player.
Has a better shot.
Yeah.
I would say so too, because I think there's more people there to help you.
Yep. And yeah. There you make, my premise was, you make $0,
right.
but it's a very performatory job, and the guy, like they're in the middle of like they're playing Reno
mm-hmm.
and they make zero mm-hmm. and just dating knockouts.
Yeah.
Knockouts.
Athletes, baby.
Is that it?
I was going to be one of those guys. Like that was the plan. I played in college. Like that was where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And you just know that it's a long road and you're going to make no money for a long time, yeah. but if it pans out, you're going to do great. At the same yeah. time, there's always that like, you might be that guy.
You could be. There is that, so well, that's comedy.
I think a lot of these yeah. girls are like I said the other day, they're buying penny yeah. stocks. Like they're investing,
gosh,
they're buying low,
dude.
Hoping for the potential growth.
Yeah. Because once he gets the contract, you can't slide in his DMs then.
I mean, it's going to be a lot more competition.
I wonder if women do that. They look at his like,
if they got like spreadsheets, they're tracking like,
it's like, they're like, I'm casually like DMing this guy, but he's like kind of like on the roster,
right.
but he's like kind of in the minor leagues. But like, if he like, so you can't be like, oh, once I got popular, you'd be like, oh, I've known you
right
for forever.
Right.
A comedian has less chance of being successful than a minor league baseball player.
You think so?
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
What about a musician? Because women love those guys too.
I think musicians got less of a chance.
Yeah. So
that's probably the lowest.
Yeah.
In terms of like a chance percentage
but
of
also
major success.
Could go the highest.
Absolutely.
Gosh, what a gamble.
I know, man. I know.
It's a wild
I don't know how healthy it is to be thinking yeah. about dating as investment strategy
yeah,
either.
Right, but no, like, y'all yeah. probably going to get crushed for that. Let's get to the news, dude. We got it?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's get to the news.
So I love this topic. We've talked about it before on some early episodes. If you're a newer listener, this is the first time hearing of it, but Kim K.
Hey, shout out to all the new listeners.
Yeah, shout out to new listeners.
There's a lot. We every week the stock's just going straight up. Not the stock, but the, right. the numbers. Welcome into the pod. I hope we make you. We hope you feel at home here, and it helps you in some way. Yes. And if this is any kind of negativity in your day, get us out.
Yeah.
And if we help you, if it adds to your life, we add positivity, then keep us around.
Yeah.
Kim K
spoke at Harvard Business School last week, and people are disappointed in Harvard for having her. They don't feel like she is qualified to be speaking to those students about business.
Okay. Who said this?
People on the internet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This is my exact premise.
Yep.
Oh, how many likes? 6 million. Huh. Yep. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Kim Kardashian and who do we talk to earlier? Kylie Jenner.
Right.
All right. Kylie Jenner is it? I can't believe Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian are just saying this is going to take everyone's going to be emotional about this, and this is going to take you back to your most formative years.
Yeah.
Your most formative years when you were at a football game or at a basketball game in high school. We didn't have football in my high school. Yeah. Talking trash, making fun of the other guy's outfit, making fun of him for being short. There's a kid from, what's that kid's name? I forgot his name. I went to Providence Christian Academy. This kid played at Wesleyan. I forgot his name. He was very short. And we made fun of him for being short. We did I remember in being Oompa Loompa when he would catch the ball.
Wow.
He went on to play for the Eagles.
Nice. Who got the last laugh?
Chad Hall. That's his name. Chad Hall. You win. Chad Hall win. But you go back and you could talk all the trash you want, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody says, what's the bottom line? Take you out. You can't respond. Scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreboard. Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner. I can't believe PETA. They just go scoreboard.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
And what scoreboard means? What?
Look at how much I'm up on you right now.
Yes.
We
are winning. We are winning.
Yeah.
And it's like,
keep
talking. Scoreboard. Like, if you've ever gotten less than 6,233,231 likes on your Instagram, scoreboard.
Yeah, dude. Well,
dude,
and
really?
I'll give you an even better number. How about Skims, her brand that she's talking about, who is not a sponsor of this podcast, is worth $3 billion.
Say that one more time.
$3 billion dollars.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
And I find myself defending these people almost weekly.
Yeah.
Or people that are like, hey, you don't... If you don't think Kim Kardashian's alarm is going off at 4:30 in the morning, you're mistaken.
I'm sick of this.
You are mistaken.
In a grand scheme,
we've defended Kim Kardashian before.
I will continue to,
so
dude.
Will I, dude.
I will die on the Kim K. Hill. So like, she's...
I don't know about that, but I will... Yeah, I'm...
To even get more specific, she's speaking at a class called Moving Beyond DTC, which is direct to consumer. So brands who are selling to you online only. That's what Skims does.
Go look at the...
She is the most qualified person to speak on this topic, way more so than any professors at Harvard
times 10.
Who have never run a DTC business.
I'm going to say, trying to get someone to speak, I'm going to go Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian.
Sure.
Really? Not
if the topic's
yeah, kind of exaggerating. Yeah. I'm a business, or I'm going to go Elon Musk. I'm going to go Jeff Bezos, and then Kim. No exaggeration.
Yes.
I mean, a little bit but
yeah.
Who
else would you want?
Yes, dude.
This comes back to
how much is your business worth?
Oh, and it's exactly what we teach in this course.
Yeah,
come on in,
and
we would love to have you.
And that's like the we need like a wood chipper,
a soundboard.
See if you can find one. Can you find one?
Yeah,
a wood chipper. Just like Kim Kardashian is speaking at Harvard. Just open the gate. Just open the gate and let, I'm sorry, idiots that have an Etsy shop that they haven't, that's going to cross the line. Just Kim Kardashian.
Just mowing them down.
Kylie Jenner wore a, open the gate.
Yeah.
Just, Really, dude, really?
Yeah.
To be like imagine getting on your platform.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's where these arguments happen, is in person.
Yeah.
The opposite of in person.
Right. Online.
Online.
Right. Always.
What?
Well, and again, 6.2 million people like the post. And then there's three tweets cited in the article of people being critical of it. And it's like, okay, yeah. Scoreboard 6.2 mil to three.
Yeah. Who you were like, hey, and Kim Kardashian, it's built. I mean, it's just. Well, and we shouldn't be defending her.
There's others.
There's countless others.
Like Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Is worth over $100 million.
Yes, dude.
Are we not going to respect him as a businessman?
He's a businessman.
He's 23.
Yeah.
The Paul brothers. Say what you want about them personally.
Yeah.
Business-wise, those boys are worth like $30 to $50 million a pop.
And we are not.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So
we together are not.
No,
that's a lot of money on this block or not. Yeah. We could say, no, dude, it's just like,
put some respect.
Yeah. You need to know the Harvard, like, where were we? I go that I'm a journalism major.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you're at the university. And these people are teaching you here's the four principles of journalism. Here's how to write a press release. Mm-hmm. In advertising, you need the copy to match the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And then you get out of there and you go, when you get a litter down the line, you go, oh, that guy teaching quit being in journalism mm-hmm. in 1992.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. So what these are not good principles,
right?
These are at least antiquated, outdated.
Yes,
in the minimum,
right?
And then you go, what would you want if you were going to start a business today? Would you want someone that knows the TikTok algorithm, which changes every day, and mm-hmm. we talk about that all the time, mm-hmm. or someone that has read the four business principles over like a Dale Carnegie book,
right?
TikTok.
No doubt.
You would, and if you're teaching TikTok, you're not, you're out of it.
Yeah.
You're not in the game anymore.
Well, it's like that age old saying of like, gosh, those who can't do teach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like so many of those, again, professors at Harvard, how many of them have built a $3 billion DTC company?
Or if you knew how to do it, go do it.
You would be.
Yeah, you would be doing it. That. Not teaching at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it. Yeah. Go do it.
Yeah. In my world, it's all the like all the social media people selling courses, and you've heard me talk about course culture and all that. Like,
gosh,
it's the same thing. It's like, you could do this, you'd be doing it for clients.
Go do it.
If you're not, then I have to assume that you can't.
Yeah. So
you're just selling PDFs.
Should assume it. Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. And you stop at a red light and it's like, make $1 million a year flipping homes. Here's how. Mm-hmm. I go, well, this math already doesn't add up because look at this sign. Mm-hmm. You took time off making the million to get the sign.
Yeah.
And to instruct your competitors.
Just make your money.
Yeah, you can't. You're not. Yeah, dude. Dang it, dude. Kim Kardashian, dude. We love her.
She's got it, dude. Just leave her alone and actually watch and learn.
It's a watch and learn.
Scoreboard.
Watch and learn. Scoreboard.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast, Floyd Mayweather, mm-hmm. Kanye West, mm-hmm. Drake, unfortunately, scoreboard.
Yeah.
Fortunately for
they're
those,
up by a lot.
Yeah. I'm not going to put myself in that, but I'm not going to say that. Scoreboard, too.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather, Drake, yeah. John Crist.
No, I'm not putting myself on that side of it. Okay. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Scoreboard. I'm saying I look at them and I scoreboard.
Yeah.
They say that to me.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. And learn whenever you can.
Learn
when they're doing some impressive stuff.
They're doing some impressive stuff. Yeah.
It's wild, man.
Yeah. Good for them.
Wild times. Yeah. So leave Kim alone.
Leave Kim alone.
Yeah. Do you know what I wanted to talk about?
What? Are we going to get some weed?
Can you...
Oh, no.
Do you see my beard?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I knew.
Do you see it?
Yeah, it looks pretty clean.
It is probably the cleanest I've ever felt.
Tell me the difference, Alex.
I used
the new Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro
Let's
Kit.
Let's go.
And I used every part of it.
So
there's a conditioner. There's a shampoo.
Yeah.
There's a beard balm. There's a beard oil. There's a brush.
There's a brush.
Dude, how nice is the brush?
The brush is nice.
I sat there with the brush for too long.
You went and down. Just did this. I got some like a conditioner on mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
That it's a leave-in conditioner.
I got to take my, you probably can't
look at the taper.
No, but I didn't think it would work, and it went all the way.
Yeah.
I go, oh, shoot. Yeah
that's okay. Bad. There's a learning curve.
I disrespect to the Manscaped up top.
But it is, like, they got the beard trimmer has 20, I think, settings on, or size settings.
And
on the,
half settings.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can really get it nice. Like, it is everything that you could possibly want out
like
of a beard
Crocs,
trimmer.
When you buy Crocs, they only do full size.
Mm-hmm.
They only go, you can go buy 10. There's no 10 and a half.
Really?
So you got to either go 10 or that's this one's got the half size.
They got them. They got the goods. Yeah.
And I would say, like, you know how, like, when I get a haircut, I tell Whitney, I go, hey, I need a, I do a two on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a two. Yep. Sometimes you go bald fade, you go zero or three. The two is, the Manscaped two is a two.
It's the same, so you can match.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. It's across the board.
So you could go get the haircut, get the two on the side, and then
the
take your beard trimmer, and then go two.
And there's only one thing. It works like a stick of deodorant where you just turn it to go,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That thing. I'm scaped out.
It's nice, man. It's really nice.
It's unbelievable. Get yourself one. Manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at Manscaped. We love Manscaped, dude. That's 20% off free shipping at Manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE. I would say, what is it called? The Beard Hedger?
The Beard Hedger.
The Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Get that whole kit.
Yeah, that thing. Get yourself kitted out.
Kit it out.
Unfortunately, if Manscaped ever decided to leave us,
mm-hmm.
we would still be advertising for them because we're going to, our beards are going to look clean.
I'll never stop using it.
No, I'm not going to stop using it.
Yeah.
And dude, you know, this is probably like a minor, this is not part of the commercial. We're back to content, mm-hmm. but it is part of the commercial. Their charger is like the iPhone charger. You see that? You have the little block.
Yes.
You have the little block mm-hmm. and you plug it in like an iPhone. Like an iPhone.
Super convenient.
It's nice.
It's sleek looking like an iPhone too.
Yeah, you can take that thing on the road with you, bro. Take that thing on the road.
Speaking of male grooming, we got our first fan submitted video mailbox.
Oh yeah, we've had them before, but none compelling enough to post.
This is the best one.
Good looking cat.
So here we go. This is a
Ohio State hoodie. Good start.
Yep. Joseph G. Here we go.
Hey John and Alex, I need a little bit of advice on something. A little bit of a net positive. So I just got married in September.
Let's go.
And I don't have very much body hair. As you can tell by my face, that's about as much of a beard as I can grow.
Well, stop.
My wife told me.
I love this guy.
Joey, congrats on the marriage, brother.
Congrats. Shout out, Joey. Getting married. Dude, we put this video up, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's
in
the video up on the YouTube.
Yep.
Stellar. He just got married. No facial hair to be seen. A little
tiny scruff on the chin.
I relate to this guy. I can't grow any body hair, really, on like my chest or something. You get chest hair?
A little bit. Not enough to be like crazy proud.
All right. So I'm on this guy's side so far.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I shouldn't really like my chest hair, my stomach hair. And I don't have very much. I can't really unbutton a shirt to show any of that off because there's nothing there.
Okay.
Well, anyways, shout out to Manscaped.
I love this guy.
3.0, mm-hmm. and I got down there, did a little bit of work. Well, it was so bad.
Stop. Wait, hold on. He said he didn't have a lot of hair.
Right.
But then we didn't pay this guy.
He said it's there.
We did not pay this guy.
No.
We do not know this guy.
Right.
All right. So just let that be. Yeah.
So he said he has some chest hair, some stomach hair, a little bit of body hair.
I say he's proud of it.
So not enough to like unbutton his shirt.
Not enough
like,
to wear.
Check
okay.
Me
what's
out.
Up? Okay.
But so he wanted to kind of trim it up a little bit and see what he could work with the manscaper.
He got scaped up for Christmas.
Right.
All right.
Shaving off. It looked like a newborn child just walked out of the bathroom. I looked like one of those hairless mole rats. I showed my wife and she just started dying laughing
because
it was
good.
So bad. So I need a little bit of help, a little bit of net positive in my life right now because it's real bad. About the only thing I could think that was good from this is that I may be a little bit faster in the water. All right. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, top tier. Nice clothes.
That's awesome.
Excellent. Bro. Hey, for everybody, like for the video submissions, that's how you do it.
Perfect.
Set us up.
Under a minute.
Get us on your team.
Yeah.
So we can relate to you. Yep. We sympathize with your story. Tell us the conflict. End on a joke.
Nice.
We'll help you close.
Yeah. I like this closer.
Where did he say he's trimming? Everywhere?
Chest, stomach.
He went just all
specifically,
out.
Specifically, yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. It's like you know, when you get a tattoo, it feels good. Mm. You want to get another tattoo. Mm-hmm. And I've equated that to the gun buying experience. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, looking at them, trying them out, pointing them, aiming them, getting the whole, it was a fun experience.
Yep.
And then I bought another one.
Mm-hmm.
When you, when you fire up the Manscaped and start exploring.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yes.
You want to, right? It's yes. like cutting grass.
Yes.
You want to do everything. I shaved my legs one time.
Uh-huh.
I went all the way.
Yep.
I got this. I just never stopped.
I'm not judging you because I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I try to go like upper thighs. I go down to like my knee area and then I kind of fade out.
Gotcha.
But I've done my whole body.
You fade. Yeah. You taper your thighs. That's insane, dude.
I got to go all the way. So sick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get this.
No, but you're right. You do a little bit here on that side. You got to do a little bit there on that side to balance it out. Or you went a little too far. We'll go back to the other side, balance that side out a little too far. And then next thing you know, you have no more hair.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why a professional does your head.
Right.
Because if you'd cut your own hair, you would end up
with. You shave the whole thing.
Yeah. You would every time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So what's the, first of all, what's the net positive of the situation here?
I already know it.
Go ahead.
It's going to grow back. Stronger.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Dude. And when whoever's wife is going to have to send us in a video in 2 months and go, you know what? We doubted you and we're sorry.
Yeah.
And he looks better than ever. And now he looks like a, now this is a boy. Now he's a man.
Mm.
Now he's a man. When I go out at night, you know, we're in the parking lot, somebody's loitering. This guy's going to protect me.
Nice.
100%. Now it's going to be, how long is it going to be for him?
Probably a month or so.
Yeah, it'll be a month at that age.
Maybe a couple. Maybe a few months. Maybe a few months.
Look at his face, though. I was going to send it as a gift. We'll send him one, but he didn't have any facial hair.
Well, he has one. It sounds like he has one.
Oh, he has the body.
He just went too hard on it.
He went all the way. Yeah, he got excited. Mm-hmm. And that's what you wanted a man. You want a guy that's enthusiastic.
That's, you know what?
Yeah.
Nice. How to find the silver lining.
You know, some older people, they got hair growing out of their ears and they just have given up.
Right.
Not in their nose, on their nose.
You this is an this is an ambitious man.
This is a guy that cares.
He's getting after it.
That's like a minor league baseball player.
Buy low, dude.
Yeah, he's
get
excited.
Get in Joey now. Now his wife did. So
yeah, he needs some discipline. He needs some time in the batting cage.
Sure,
but this is you like this energy.
Yeah, we got work to do, but you know what? A lot of upside here.
A lot of upside. Mm. There could be a downside, but on the net,
plus potential.
This guy's going straight up. I want to stay abreast of this situation.
Okay,
I want to know what he's got
because he was abreast because of the chest hair. Nice. I see what you did there.
I want to see a shirtless of this photo. This guy in a year.
Can you imagine? If he sends it back and he's like, he's really
angry. He comes in here, he buys our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Joseph.
Yeah, you're the man, dude. All right, we get some emails before we get out of here?
Yes, we have a handful of them.
But mostly about topics that we've talked about.
Yeah. So, we'll knock out a couple from topics and there's some new ones at the end.
And we get hundreds of emails a week.
These are the best.
Just go in and choose the best of the best for you.
This is Candace I. She says, hey, Net Positive team, love the podcast. Listening from San Diego.
Coming on tour there.
I think I need to add loitering to one of my greatest fears.
Yeah. All right. Last week, if you're new to the pod, we talked about loitering. How this is my biggest fear of all time. Loitering. Anytime anything has ever happened, it's been prior to that, loitering.
Loitering.
Yeah.
So Candace goes on to say, as a woman, if I see someone loitering outside, I usually ask someone to walk me to my car.
Yep.
Nothing good comes out of some random dude staring at people as they walk by. I don't know how this is in other states, but loitering people here often yell some crazy stuff at you. Welcome to California. Adding it to the top of my fear list, visiting Nashville in March, my husband and two kids can't wait.
Come through. Yeah, loitering. Scared to death. And if you know what the person's doing, they can do exactly what they're doing. But if you know what they're doing, loitering is just out here.
Mm-hmm.
Scared to death. And especially if you're a woman, especially if you have, one thing somebody said, if they have children.
Yeah.
Nothing scarier.
Yep.
Absolutely nothing scarier.
Yep. Here's another one about loitering. This is from Catherine M. She said, just pulled into a gas station parking lot and there is a guy out here just loitering in a ski mask.
Thank you, dude. That's exactly what happened. Yes. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Wait, it gets worse.
Terrifying.
She says, it's not cold enough for a ski mask.
No.
Low 50s. Yeah. Even my 6'2 burly husband was nervous when he saw this guy. Loitering is for sure the crime that starts all other crimes.
Absolutely horrifying. And also, the thing what loiterers have going for them is they're not what they're currently doing is not punishable by law.
Mm.
So you go, dude, it's 60 degrees and you're wearing a ski mask. You can't really, if someone has a gun, that's
right.
You can't.
Right.
If someone stabbing someone, you can't.
Right.
If someone is publicly drunk, you can't. Mm-hmm. Even disturbing the peace is illegal, right?
Yes.
It's something where you're screaming at someone.
Right.
You can get a citation for that, disturbing the peace.
Yep.
Ski mask.
Loitering is like the I'm not touching you of crimes.
Yes.
It's like the what? I'm not.
Mom, he's touching me.
No, I'm not.
Touching
no, him. I'm not. You can't do anything.
Yeah. But he wants to.
But once I touch you, though.
It's on. And he wants to fight.
Yeah.
Or he wants to. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
The net is not good.
Right.
Not on any kind of loitering.
Is there no net positive to loitering at all? It's completely irredeemable.
I mean,
he could witness another crime.
And call
and then maybe help.
Just yeah, but
but I think that's what security guards are. I think that's what we're discussing.
Someone loitering, but yeah, that we said last week. You see a sign: no drugs, no needles, no prostitutes, no alcohol. None of the four worst possible things. Five: no standing here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You can exist, just not
don't
right here.
Stand here because go we know we've had enough experience. If someone's standing here, it's something's bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Something bad is going to happen. I like that people are there on board with the loitering.
Yeah.
They're scared to death.
Yeah.
No loitering. One. That's unbelievable.
All right. We got one about tipping here from Caleb C.
Oh, good one.
Hey, Andrew, Alex, and John.
Said Andrew's name first.
Yeah.
Wow, nice, dude. Okay, we see you, dude.
He goes, more tipping. I know. I work at a coffee shop where we go the old-fashioned tipping way, where you get a receipt and you write how much.
Yeah.
Then we go through the tickets at the end of people's shifts, and we put the money in a jar and divide tips when people end and start their shifts, depending on who's there. We get cash at the end of our shift. Yeah. We get cash pretty much every day at the end of our shifts.
Okay.
Coming from a barista, I feel no stress if people don't tip.
Okay, great.
I know our coffee's pretty expensive and I feel blessed whenever somebody does tip.
Great.
Just for reference, I had a closing shift and worked solo and more than doubled my pay in 3 hours. So significantly getting tip money there is what he's saying.
You're making $15 an hour, you make 45. Now you're going out there with 90.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that math? Yeah, the math checks out, I guess.
45 times plus double is 90.
At my old job, I worked at a bakery and made sandwiches. We had square.
Yep.
Tips were divided amongst everyone, even the night crew bakers, depending on how many hours you had worked over 2 weeks, opposite the paycheck. Most ridiculous and an idiotic tipping system.
I felt
bad when customers tip. It should usually be for the person who's actually working.
Because you're thinking it's going to that and it's not.
Right.
And so that's when it gets confusing, because the night baker, you don't know him.
No, you definitely don't see him.
It's like
he's making bagels at 3 a.m.
Like our tour bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met him.
Right.
Because I'm sleeping when he's driving.
Yep.
When I go to sleep before he gets to the bus.
Yep.
So I go to sleep, he gets to the bus at like 2 in the morning, drives till, I don't know, wherever we get to the next spot, goes to the hotel.
He goes
there
to sleep. Yeah.
I've never seen him.
Right.
Rarely would I see him.
He might not even exist.
So that's like saying, hey, John, we love the show.
Yeah.
At the merch table, here's $20. And some of it's going to, I'm not seeing any of that.
Right.
And so she's pro tipping,
mm-hmm.
but saying that system is trash.
Right.
I like that a lot.
That's a good one.
Because she's not on either side. She's not going into the wood chipper.
This is Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb is not, he's not in the wood chipper.
No.
Just, okay. Yeah. He has a nuanced opinion.
Yes.
Hey, a lot of people on the internet, Google nuanced opinion. You'll learn something. All right.
This one's from Don J. Hi, John and Alex. John referenced on the last pod that if he made $120K a year, he would have never gone into comedy because he would be too comfy at that job.
Okay.
I'm a director in IT.
Why were we saying this, by the way? Because of tipping?
You
make too much.
Oh, yeah, because making that much salary versus making, if you're making money off
somebody
of tips,
said they
you
didn't
won't take
leave.
A promotion
yeah,
or whatever because you make so much tip money.
Because that was the week before.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she's saying, I'm a director in IT. I make $130 a year. Flex. She says flex. I don't say flex.
All right.
Good for you, Don.
Good for her.
And I can tell you this is absolutely true. I want very badly to go into reporting/TV, but I'm too comfortable at this point and I'd have to take a pay cut and wouldn't be able to pay my bills if I followed my dream.
Yep.
John is correct. There comes a point where the risk seems to outweigh the reward. Love the pod. Keep it up.
Now, to be fair, I did select that email. So it was
the one that says John is correct. Yeah.
It is very pro me. Yeah. So I go, oh, I like this one. Yeah. You're like,
this is you case building.
The true story of Antoine Fisher, written by Antoine Fisher. Yeah. That's a Dave Chappelle joke.
Nice.
Classic, dude. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That makes sense, though.
Because you're now like people say, you can't earn a living and feed a family of four working at Arby's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to.
Right.
You're supposed to, like, learn things. That your first job, where was your first job?
My first job was coaching like sports clinics out of high school.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Learn how to talk to upset parents.
Yep.
Learn how to keep the kids safe.
Yep.
Learn how to organize the kids.
Yep.
Learn how to balance a budget, I'm sure.
Yep.
Learn how to reserve the court. Learn how to, yeah.
Yep.
And then you take those skills.
Yep. And start a podcast company. Yeah.
Yep. And go on to the next thing.
Right.
That's what's now. But if you're making $500,000 there, mm-hmm. you'll still be there.
Yeah.
You'd still be there.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. You'd still be there doing the whatever the football clinics.
Yep.
Yeah. Wild. Man.
Amazing. Last one.
All right.
This is Sarah P. I like this topic too. This is a good one. Sarah P says, my husband and I are having a friendly debate, so we can help them settle that.
Oh, yeah.
And whether or not it's okay to eat out by yourself. I think if you're going to grab a burger at a fast food joint, that's okay. I just think it's a little weird to go to an actual restaurant by yourself. To me, while growing up, this was usually but not necessarily associated with a birthday, a special event, just socializing with family, friends. However, my husband thinks that it's fine to go eat at a restaurant by himself. I tease him about it because personally, I'd feel awkward all by my lonesome sitting in a restaurant. I would appreciate your thoughts, especially if you're on my side.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this with some girl with a wedding or something? I remember we talked about a similar situation. Oh, the wedding photo.
The wedding photo. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have a couple thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Number one, what do you mean it's not okay? Burger at a fast food. That's not okay.
Dining in at a fast food?
No.
Solo.
Yeah, that's worse than loitering. You're going...
Higher potential for crime, too, somehow.
Yeah, way higher. Okay, so I'm thinking, I'm putting myself in a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But you're by yourself. Uh-huh. So you've driven there.
Right.
Unless you walked, but that would be rare.
You didn't Uber. There's no way you're Ubering McDonald's for a solo meal.
No, that would, So you've driven there.
Yep.
You're telling me you're parking,
mm-hmm.
going inside, ordering for here.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting down, no, psychopath.
Yeah.
That is a concern. That never.
Yeah. So, Sarah, tough sell from the start here.
But the other side, if it's a more formal, I got no problem with that.
Formal restaurant, sit down.
I celebrated, I had a huge, like, ticket sales day or something, and I went to Kane Prime.
Nice.
By myself.
Solo. Did you walk in or did you make a reservation for one?
I sat at the bar.
Okay. Little different, I think.
You talk about a table?
Right.
Like a TGI Fridays?
I think that's
Fridays.
What Sarah's saying.
There is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, I think you can sit at the bar. You can't seat yourself.
I think you can, I agree with you. You can sit at the bar, you can get a meal there, like that's cool.
And that makes all solo dining fine,
mm-hmm.
at the bar,
mm-hmm.
because then there's a bartender, there's TVs,
right.
You're all kind of sitting.
You might talk to the person next to you. That's kind of open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So especially at the airport,
right?
Any place that there is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've ever
making a reservation for one is the wildest thing. How many in your party? Just me.
No, and you're looking across to nothing,
right?
Because
that's just tough. You and your food.
That's tough, Sarah. Okay, I support her there.
Mm-hmm.
I support her there. My only concern is why does your husband? What's going on at the house?
Right?
Did you think that?
Why he's married? Why is he dining alone?
Why?
That was my thought, too.
You thought that. Okay, yeah, thank you. I was like, I'm not going to get to this first.
No, that was my
I'm
thought,
I'm not going to come with this out the jump.
Right.
But, like, if he's, like, always eating alone, dude, what's going
just
on?
Just consistently. I'm going to Arby's again. I'll be home in 2 hours. Don't wait up.
what's going on at the, maybe they have kids, or, but he wouldn't leave his wife to watch the kids. Read the end of it again.
Which part? I tease him about it?
A family friend's, however, my husband thinks it's fine to go out to eat at a restaurant by himself.
Yeah.
I tease him about it. Well, okay, he's going to do it more. Right. I'll tell you, if you tease him about it, that's the number one thing he's going to want to do.
Pushing him towards
it. I haven't been in a relationship that long, but I do know that part. If you try to tell them not to do it, they're going to want to do it. Mm-hmm. Mostly because that's what I do.
Being in a relationship is like being bullied, pretty much. It's the same thing.
Yeah, 100%. Because personally, I would feel awkward all by myself in a restaurant.
Right.
I would appreciate your thoughts, especially if you're on my side. We're kind of on her side.
On the latter half, yeah.
I wonder if she goes with him one time, but she can never experience that with him.
If he,
he's not alone then.
Sarah, if he goes and dines by himself, stalk him and get a photo.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
Is he sitting at the table?
I need to see the setup.
Bar?
Yeah.
Is there any place where there is not a bar?
Restaurants? Yeah, there's restaurants without bars, for sure.
Not that I can. I mean, I go to Cilantro all the time right by my house. Has a bar.
They got a bar.
Now, sometimes I do sit at the, you know, the hybrid of this. Not the table, not the bar. High tops. At the bar.
Because
that's like the high top at the bar is a hybrid.
Right.
And when the bar is full, they have sat me at those.
And it's not really made to share. It's not really that much surface area for more than one person. If you're going to do a meal, if you're going to do drinks, you can share that. If you're going to do a meal, though, you don't really want a high top scenario if there's multiple people. So it is built for solo dining.
Hmm. I think it's based on, it's situation based.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's location in the restaurant based.
Mm-hmm.
You can't a server can't seat you.
Right.
Just
table
one.
For one.
You gotta.
It's like the same thing. Like one gun, please. One gun, like, please. Table for one person, please.
Dude, we were at Jason Aldean's.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, the first floor dance floor.
Yeah.
There was a guy up on that, in that balcony up there,
mm-hmm.
alone filming.
Oh, weird.
Alone filming.
Yeah.
That reminded me of, because he said, get a photo of him. I saw it because I'm very like,
yeah,
whatever that is. What's going on here? I'm keen to the loitering thing. I go, what's going on here?
And he's just videoing?
What?
He was just taking video?
He was videoing.
Yeah.
And I thought, me being like narcissistic, I thought it had nothing to do with me.
Right.
I'm not, it had nothing to do, it's either, but I film a bunch of people. I do the real or fake cowboy thing all the time.
Yeah.
But I got stopped. One time I was making a video and I was like, I was doing a time lapse from my car all the way to the store. I was buying a pair of Crocs, insulated Crocs. And I was like, and I was doing a time lapse, although it was during COVID. And I was standing in line because you couldn't get into stores. Yet there's a certain amount of people. I was standing in line filming.
Yep.
And I think I've told this story before, maybe. There's two like teenage girls in front of me. I was filming the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing a time and it looked horrific.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
And the woman saw me,
mm-hmm.
came up to me, and I appreciate,
good
by the
for
way.
Her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
See something, say something. And I go, oh, I'm a comedian. I'm doing this time. And my answer made perfect sense.
Yep.
It made perfect sense. She goes, okay, yeah, sounds good. Sorry about that. She was comforted. But I go, I saw another email about the loitering. We didn't get to it, but you go, what? There's a guy at the kids like soccer game.
Oh, weird.
And he was by him, and she goes, hey, if you don't have kids, you can't be here.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, duh.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
So if
you're not just that big a soccer fan. I'll
yeah,
tell you
no.
That. That's
yeah.
not what you're doing.
No, you're not. Yeah. So, but if you go, hey, there's 1,000 reasons why you could be there.
Yep.
I work for the sod company. And we just reseeded this.
Nice.
And I was coming out here to see if it's pulling up or if it's I actually painted the lines and we used a new coat of paint.
Yep.
And I was going to see, or 1,000 reasons that are explainable in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like Jemima films all the time at Whiskey Row.
Right.
She goes, oh, I make TikToks. I did this thing with the bar and now it's kind of turned into a thing and I just like film it and got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
So, but you want to go to the guy
mm-hmm.
and go, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And people have asked that of me.
Yeah.
And I've explained every time. And I go, where were we the other day? Oh, we were filming something. I go, because you're like casing our neighborhood. And I go, we're filming a video where we're acting like I'm a comedian. We're acting like we're taking an Uber. And he goes, good.
See ya. Thanks.
That, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the loiter, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What?
This is good.
That's it, dude. What are you doing? Yeah. I think we solved it.
I think we got
it. Yeah. Can we get to the tour dates really quick? Do you have those?
Yes.
I can read them off my phone. Tour starts this week,
Let's
baby.
Go, man.
Huntsville, 5 shows sold out.
Dang.
Dude, we are stacked.
Kicking off with a bang.
In Huntsville. And then next weekend, we are Bowling Green, sold out. Cincinnati, 2 shows sold out. Saginaw, Michigan, the weekend after that. These are all in February. Still has tickets. Indianapolis. 2 shows sold out. Shipshawana, 2 shows sold out. I think there might be tickets to Indianapolis and Grand Rapids. And then March, we're going to Albuquerque, El Paso, Midland, Shreveport, Fort Worth, Fayetteville, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then April. If you follow me on the internet, all the good seats are. My buddy was like, my brother goes, hey, can I get 8 seats? Or like, I have accomplished. I go, there's not 8 seats.
Yeah,
I got you can find 2 or like, and my buddy, actually, I'll tell you this, was going to see Theo in, he was in Indianapolis, I think last weekend. And he goes, dude, Theo, his prices are out of he's $600. I go, that's secondary.
Whoa.
I go, Theo Vaughn, we would never charge that. Right. I think our most expensive ticket is like $70.
Yeah.
There's like a $30, $40, $70 ticket. And then there's like a $170 if you want to meet.
So those are getting resold.
Yeah, that's a secondary market.
Right.
No comic would ever sell
$600.
Yeah, I think there are more than that. But I would, when I did the Ryman here, Nashville sold out. There's tickets for like $2,500.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because that's a secondary market. Because right. He goes, what do you mean? This says, I go, it's Ticketmaster is very confusing. Because mm-hmm. you go to, I looked up Theo in El Paso or somewhere like in 6 months, and it said $39, $49, $59. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah.
Those are the real prices.
Those are the real prices, but the secondary market and the what's the primary market?
Yeah.
And what's the third one? Tertiary market. The tertiary markets mm-hmm. are all different. Come back and see us. Email the website if you want to submit a video. Is that in the comments?
Yeah. Go to our social media channels, go to the link in the bio, and you will be able to hit that button right there that says video mailbox. That's where you can go drop in videos, just like Joseph did.
And the tour starts. This week, baby.
Wow.
We're coming to see you, baby. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.